She couldn't go back to her in-law's house because she had left there. She couldn't go back to her mother's house because she'd been kicked out there. Her father, whom she had not seen since she was 10 years old, lives in Denver. Her only hope was to appeal to the government or to some friends or to her father. Jamie's not a Christian. Jamie did not have a church fellowship to lean on. Perhaps if she had been a Christian or had had a church fellowship, things would have been different. But as she would look me in the eye and tell me her story, she would begin to sob and say, "Oh, how I've messed up my life." And I would begin to realize how much she had aged as a just-turned 17-year-old person in such a short period of time. There are approximately 130 million persons in the United States who do not have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Church growth is reaching out to the Jamie Hoppers of our world and extending to them an opportunity of faith, an opportunity to know a person who won't trap them or who won't let them down. Let me tell you about Pam and Ron Warren. Ron is a Marine recruiting sergeant. They're young people in their late 20s. They have one small child. Ron did several tours in Vietnam and has seen life from its most vicious angles. Ron and Pam this past year accepted Christ as their Savior, and they're active now in the First Baptist Church of Madison, Tennessee. They're excited about their faith. They're like sponges in terms of trying to soak up a little bit more of what being a Christian is all about and how to become more meaningfully related to Jesus Christ and to the church. They're at the church almost every time the door is open, and they're looking for ways to become involved in the church. But you see, Ron came from a family that was not church-related at all. So church is a completely different and new experience, just like being a Christian is a completely new and different experience. Pam had some training in a church as a youngster, but has not been in church in 20 years. So it's a new experience for her. They're trying to find a new way of discipleship. They're trying to grow their Christian lives. They're excited, they're happy, the happiest time of their life, they say. But they're looking for the kind of growth personally and the kind of growth in terms of the support system around them that they need and want. Last year, approximately 380,000 persons were baptized into the membership of Southern Baptist churches. All of those persons, whether children or adults, are Ron and Pam Warrens, because they are looking for meaningful discipleship. Church growth is reaching out to new disciples to help them grow in the faith. Let me tell you about Mrs. Brown. Mrs. Brown is a senior citizen. She's been in the world a long time, still a vibrant person, great smile, comes to church when she can, but she's now living in a senior adult home. It's difficult for her to get out. She has two sons. One is a counselor in a local high school, but he has a family of grown children too, and doesn't have much time, it seems, to spend with his mom. Another son who lives in Beaumont, Texas, who gets up about once a year, and they try to stay in touch. But Mrs. Brown's a lonely person and needs very much the support and the help of Christian friends. The largest single age group in our country soon will be senior adults. Church growth is reaching out to the Mrs. Browns to establish Bible classes, to provide transportation, to set up senior citizens groups to help them to continue to be the persons that they want to be in Christ and in fellowship with other Christians. Let me tell you about Ray Jimenez. Ray is from Cuba. Ray is a refugee in our country. In Cuba, he was a part of a family that owned a business, a successful business. He might be termed as a middle class or even wealthy person when he was living in Cuba. But now he has fled to the United States with his family. He's living in a Hispanic ghetto because he no longer has the money, nor the contacts, nor the privileges that he had in Cuba. He doesn't speak much English. He's trying to learn English, but it's very difficult for him to communicate well in English. Ray and his wife Marie are now working as dishwashers, trying to rebuild their life in a land that they chose to flee to rather than stay in their homeland. 46% of the United States at this time is made up of ethnic persons or persons with non-American ethnic backgrounds, and it is estimated that by 1985, more than 50% of the United States population will be in that group. Church growth is a church reaching out to people in their own language and their own culture and trying to give them the gospel and the experience of Jesus Christ where they can understand it, perhaps in a new congregation, perhaps in a special kind of mission ministry. So for the Jamie Hoppers and the Ron and Pam Warrens and the Mrs. Browns and the Ray Jimenezes and Maries, church growth is the people of God on mission in their setting. Every church has a peculiar mission that it alone can accomplish, because every church has peculiar opportunities and peculiar and unique gifts and talents in it. Church growth is a church on mission in its setting. Jesus said, "I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Our Father, we thank you for the opportunity that we have as Christians to be agents of yours in taking the gospel to other persons, persons like ourselves and persons different from us, who need to hear and to experience and to feel the wonderful forgiving grace and the personal relationship of growth and development that you can make in our lives. We thank you for our Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you for the ministry that you've called us to as Christians and as ministers. And we pray, Lord, that we'll be good stewards of this calling. We pray, Father, that we will seek to share the gifts that you've placed in us with others, that they might know the potential that is within. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.